Clark County School District is known for its low graduation rate. The school district is also overwhelmed with English language learners, and both Democrats and Republicans agree education needs more funding. But while the trials and tribulations of the nation's fifth largest school district are well known, there are also plenty of bright spots in Southern Nevada education. And in the next few minutes, we are going to focus on some of those bright spots. Students who faced serious personal obstacles still graduate, some with honors, and move on in the fall to some very prestigious colleges and universities. We are going to meet some of those students now, beginning with R.J. Kaloff, who is one of those students. R.J. moved from Henderson when he was about 5 years old, and he recently graduated from Coronado High School. R.J., welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
When you were 3 years old, you were diagnosed with encephalitis, and you have said that you developed a severe speech problem which made you ashamed to speak.
That's correct.
What kind of speech impediment? Talk about that.
So when I was about 3 years old, I had a severe stutter, and it became really hard for me to speak just even a normal sentence without becoming ashamed or being able just to say it out loud. So it came to the point where I just stopped speaking. And so my mom, she actually had to drive me to physical therapy for 2 years. By the end of it, I kind of overcame my encephalitis and the stutter that I developed.
Now, you were living in New Mexico at the time?
Yes, sir.
Understand it. Galloped to Albuquerque.
Yeah, galloped to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's quite a haul.
Yeah.
2 hours each way?
Each way. And, I mean, without my mom, I would have even been able to do it. So it was 2 hours to a great tutor.
As you look back on it now, what did that experience teach you? What did it tell you about yourself, about your mother, about your family?
You know, I don't know if I really thought about it at the time, but it showed me, one, how much my mom cared about me, you know, how much she was willing to sacrifice, including my father. You know, he supported me throughout the whole process. But I think also within myself, it kind of taught me the power of dedication and trying hard no matter what, even if I didn't realize it at the time. I mean, it just subconsciously taught me that if you work hard enough at something and you keep on trying, you're going to achieve the result that you want to achieve.
So I gather you use things like that as motivation.
So at Coronado High School, I was a student body president. Mm-hmm. And I think that was kind of one of the traits that I used within myself each day as, you know, student body president or while on the debate team at Coronado. Mm-hmm. It just kind of created a different kind of work ethic, I think, for myself.
Stutter to debate.
Yes.
Quite a leap.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how it all happens. And actually, it was my mom who got me into the debate program at Coronado. I didn't want to join debate. I told her, Mom, that's where all the nerds are at. And after the first day, I came home from debate class and I said, this is my favorite class. I love it. Thanks, Mom. So it's kind of funny how it all happens.
Now, next month, you head to London to spend your freshman year at New York University studying business abroad.
Yes.
So why London and NYU?
Well, I loved NYU. Just great school. And just a lot of different opportunities and connections that I think I can make versus other universities. And when I got accepted, they kind of didn't really give me a choice. They said, you're studying abroad in London through this liberal arts program.
Just going to have to make do studying in London, huh?
I guess I'll suffer. All right.
Yeah, you could have stayed at home and studied business here. I'm curious to know, what drew you to NYU? You said it's a great school. It is a great school, but Are they offering opportunities that you can't necessarily get in this part of the country?
I think when you look at New York City versus Las Vegas, there's just more industries, different industries. You know, here we have the gaming industry, which is so vital to our economy and so vital to everything that Las Vegas is today. But at the same time, I think that there's a lot of different opportunities for me in New York City, just through different marketing tools or different, you know, business ventures and routes, that I think I'll just be able to meet people along the way through internships or different sort of connections that can really help me in my future.
I'm curious to know a little bit about how the motivation to go to college, the desire to study business. You know, you're talking about things like building connections. Where does that come from? How did that develop in your, especially I guess in your teen years?
Well, my father, he was in college. He dropped out after his first semester. He had to actually run the family business due to some hardships at home. So my dad wasn't able to graduate college. And my mom, her dream was to go to Georgetown University. But my parents got married when they were 19 years old. And so my mom actually went to an online university. So my mom never really got that, like, traditional college feel. So my parents kind of just growing up, they always told me, you know, you got to go to college. Like, it wasn't really an option for me. And I think just through the people I kind of grew up with in student council and in debate, you know, they're genuinely pretty hardworking people. And so most of their goals are set on college. So it was just, I guess, the mentality that my parents established within me, but as well as the people that I grew up with that really just didn't really, it wasn't much of an option whether or not to go to college.
They told you, this is how your life's going to go.
Yeah.
You got to do this.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense to me, so I kind of just roll on with it.
We're talking with RJ Califf, who's going to be a freshman at New York University, graduate of Coronado High School. Also with us now is Erica Carrera. She graduated in June from Veterans Tribute Career and Technical Academy. Erica, welcome. It's good
Hi,
to have you here.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Compared to RJ, were you always motivated to go to college as well? Was that always there in the plan?
Yes. My parents, neither of them were able to attend college. And from the beginning, it was, like RJ mentioned, it wasn't an option, I guess. It was more, you're going to go to college. It doesn't matter where you go, what you want to study, but you will go, and you will create a better future for yourself.
Now, you applied and were accepted with Arizona State University's Honors College.
Yes.
What led you to look at Tempe as a primary option?
The reason I did that was because I want to be in broadcasting or some sort of communications. And when I went over to their Phoenix campus, I noticed that right across the street from the school was CNN, and they had their Channel 8. They had all these different, I guess, very big media outlets. And I thought, well, what better place to go than the place where it's at? So I just kind of stuck with that. And when I was accepted into their Honors College, it's one of the highest ranked in the nation. So it just made sense to me to go there.
So what about your friends? Are most of them going to college, or have they chosen just to go into the workforce, getting jobs in Las Vegas right out of high school?
Most of my friends are going to go to college. I think most of them are staying in state. But I also have several friends who are joining the military, being as I went to Veterans Tribute, that kind of prepares us to go into the military. And a lot of them just went with that option instead. But they're all going to do something with their life.
Did you think about the military as an option?
I didn't really think about the military for me because I was so caught on to broadcast that it just, that was what I thought about every day, and I never really had a second thought about it.
Yeah. Also with us is Stelio Rapokas, who joins us. He's heading to Stanford in the fall. He was also accepted by three Ivy League schools.
I'm happy to be here.
That's a pretty good resume there.
Thank you.
So what did you have to do to attract so much interest from top colleges and their recruiters?
You know, like, people ask me that question all the time. They're just like, what's the secret to getting in? And I tell them, and you hear it every day, like, there is no secret. The thing that I really believe that they kind of consider is, like, I mean, obviously you need, like, a good grades and you know, good extracurriculars, but it comes down to, I think, your personality, your passion, your thought process. That's why, like, the essay and the supplements and really the written stuff becomes so important at that level when you're applying to schools.
So what did you think when you started opening all the letters and they all said, come on
you know,
in?
The first letter I got was from Princeton because I applied through a QuestBridge program, and I got in on, like, December 16th, so it was, like, super early, and I was just, like, there's actually a video on YouTube. It's, like, Princeton admissions decision, and it's me, and you could have seen me freaking out. Mm-hmm. So after that, I was, like, hoping I'd get into, like, kind of a few more, and I did, so it was just kind of, it was a really good experience.
You mentioned the QuestBridge scholarship.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. Would you have been able to go without it to college?
The thing is, like, QuestBridge is not so much a scholarship request, but just giving you money, but that they kind of require the school to give you a very good financial aid package.
We are getting to know three of the success stories from this year's graduating class in Clark County's school district and then the high schools throughout the district. Despite obstacles and challenges, all three are off to college next month. Erica Carrera is headed to the Honors College at Arizona State University. Stelio Rapokas is off to Stanford, and RJ Califf will spend his freshman year at NYU studying in London. Erica Carrera, you were named a Gates Millennium Scholar.
Yes.
So, congratulations, needless to say, but how does the scholarship help you cover the costs of attending Arizona State?
Well, the Gates Millennium Scholarship, that is a true blessing, in my opinion. I remember when back in around October, November, my counselor was just talking to me and she told me, well, you know, there's a scholarship you should apply for, and it's, you know, it would cover everything, your bachelor, master's, doctorate, if you choose to apply and you get accepted. So I thought, well, I'll apply. I'll probably not get accepted, though, considering they have around 53,000 applications and they only choose about 1,000 applicants to give the money to. But I applied anyway. It was probably the most extensive application I've ever completed. It was around 10 essays, teacher recommendations.
10 essays?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was 10 essays from me, 10 from my teacher, and a couple from my counselor.
So you got your teachers have got some skin in the game as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have.
I think I owe like half my life to some of my teachers. But so I just applied for it, and it was kind of... It's funny in a way because I remember the applications were due the day after our final exams. So I was kind of hesitant and I didn't want to apply because I had to study for all my classes. So I ended up doing all the 9 essays the day before and just submitted them without proofreading. I just threw them in there.
It was hard enough for me to do one paper the night before it was due. You did 9 essays before they were
Yeah,
nine.
And I just submitted them and and I got it. I
was, and it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
All of you, I suspect, have got stories of the work, you know, doing the essays and just kind of putting in the work behind the scenes that Erica's got. All three of you did very well in school. Have you thought about why you stood out in your classes? You know, what accounts for doing so well? RJ,
I think for me, I'm just kind of a competitive person. So I was surrounded by some really just amazing students. And so it's just kind of like this inner drive for me to be like, at the top or the best one. So it could be my competitive nature, which is sometimes a blessing and sometimes, you know, it's not a blessing. But I would say that's probably why. Also, my parents played a huge role in it. I mean, my mom was always on my back about doing your homework, getting good grades. You know, in middle school, I remember I would have my phone taken away for like, I think 3 months at a time because I didn't do well on a test. Like, so my mom, you know, it was tough love at first, but it kind of just... forced me to focus on school and make sure that
and
that's
you got
a priority.
You got the phone back.
I got the phone back.
Yeah. Stella, you were focused. What about you? Have you thought about what
yes,
it is?
I definitely have thought about it. One of the things for me is like I'm a really bad perfectionist. Like everything I do, I need to do it like correctly or like I can't turn it in. So like it'll take me, like a lot of things would take me a lot longer than it would take other students just because I'm like, well, I can't just like write that answer there. Like that's not right. Like that's not completely right. So I would go and like research it until I know what exactly is right and like to make sure like everything's correct. And so I really do like good quality work.
I would imagine the essays that you wrote mentioned your background. It was it's a really interesting life story because you were born in California and then your family moved to Greece for 5 years
yes.
before finding your way here. That I would imagine gave you a very different perspective on things compared to a lot of other kids. You moved here when you were in fourth grade. You really didn't know how to speak a lot of English.
Yeah.
So how did you learn?
It really was coming from Greece. I mean, I really like Greek was my primary language when I lived there. My mom spoke English. She spoke it a little bit in the house, but really like I didn't know how to like write it or anything. So I came here, and that's completely I don't get how that works. That it's I'm going from a Greek language to going fourth grade in English. But I just went in there, and they're like, oh, also we want to put you in an advanced class because you have straight A's in Greek. And I'm like, okay. But so they put me, and there's this one teacher I had, my fourth grade teacher. I'll always remember her. Her name was Miss Marushi, and she was just always looking out for me. And like she saw that like I would struggle at some things, and she went and she got me all these like books on like how to write in cursive and how to like, you know, really like learning English well. And I would go home, and like after school I'd go home and my mom would like sit there and help me like every single day and like, okay, let's do these pages and let's really get how this works. And like finally it's so weird now because like English is like my best subject, and it's grown from like being like I don't even know it, but
yeah. And you've also said there are good teachers and programs at West Career and Technical Academy.
Yes.
But the to be successful, you've said, you need to be in charge of what you're doing.
No.
What did you mean by that?
I definitely want, because I think that's one of the things people don't really realize is that they think, oh, like CCSD, it's a really bad environment. But the thing is, like, there are plenty of opportunities. But I think the difference is the gap is that you need to actually take advantage of those. You need to be looking out and say, oh, there's a couple opportunities there. That's the teacher I need to have. Though that's the math teacher that is good, and I need to be in her class. Like, you really need to be taking control of your life and your high school career. And I think that is another thing that made me very successful the past 4 years, that I would be constantly talking to my counselor, be like, okay, I need these A classes, I need them in this order, I need these teachers, and like, those are the best ones that I've talked about and heard about, so that's what I need. And then they give it to me. I mean, that's really, like, you need to be headstrong, and you need to know like what you want to do and like how to get like the best experience.
Erica Carrera, did you find you needed to be in charge of what you were doing to be a successful student?
Yes, I feel like Stelia was saying, it's not so much about the environment where you're at, it's what you do to become successful in what you do, because it's not, I feel that the school doesn't make the student makes the school. So, I mean, if you are the one that's, you know, staying up late and doing all your homework or studying for your quizzes and then go to school, talk to your counselors, talk to your teachers, get the help before and after school, then you're going to be successful no matter where you go, because it's in you. It's not something that, well, you know, I did good on my test, but my school is not a very good school, so I'm not going to do good things. No, if you're motivated and determined, then you will become whatever you want to become.
RJ, I would imagine that competitive streak helps you too.
Yeah, definitely. I think also it's a lot of being appreciative of what you have. I'm a Palestinian American, so I've gone back to the West Bank and you know, back to Palestine a lot to visit the refugee camps and, you know, visit my family there. And for a lot of the people there, they don't have, you know, regular access to education like we do. And so while volunteering in the refugee camps, I've really kind of come to learn, wow, like, we are so incredibly blessed to even have a school district at all, have schools at all, be able to have teachers. And so I think once you realize, like, how appreciative you are, I mean, it goes back to what Stelia and Eric were saying, you know, you got to take advantage of those opportunities, because your opportunities for you, like, they might be just absolutely impossible for someone else, you know, another country.
Stelia Rapokas, you said you're not quite sure what you're going to pursue at Stanford.
Definitely, but that question is really interesting, because it does make me nervous, because, you know, the past, like, 10 years, I mean, that my big goal is, like, you know, get into a top college, get into Stanford. Like, and so after I achieved that, it was kind of like, oh, like, what do I do now? But so I've definitely thought about, like, what do I do after college? Like, it's 4 years. Like, what am I going to do? And I've had a couple different ideas, but I really don't know. All I know is that I want to do something, you know, fulfilling. I want to be part of something bigger than myself. And I really do, you know, want to help people. And whatever way that happens, I feel like it's just going to happen sometime. Like, in college, I'm just going to, like, figure something out, and it's just going to happen. So that's, like, I'm kind of, like, leaving it open. Interesting story. I was, like, when you end student council, you get, like, I've been student council for, like, years and years, and, like, and you end, you get to pick this rock out of a bag, and it has a word on it. And it's supposed to, like, kind of, like, be about your future, and mine said create. And I just, like, I looked at that, and I was, like, create. I was, like, that's such an interesting word. It totally defines me, because I really want to create something or do something that can really, like, help. So I'm just going to kind of leave it open for now and see where it takes me.
Yeah, Erica, RJ, did either of you have that experience with the rock as well?
Yeah, we did. You
know, RJ, what did you pick out?
Oh, I think mine was peace.
Peace.
I think that was my word. Mm-hmm. Still in my car, so.
Erica, what about you?
Mine said inspire.
Inspire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found that very, I guess, beautiful in a way.
As you leave Las Vegas to begin college education, do you see yourselves returning to this area after school? Or do you think this is going to be a great town to have grown up in and it's time to move on?
Ever since I was little, there's just something. I don't know what it is, but there's something that always attracts me to Las Vegas. I would go off, you know, on family vacation to Chicago and then be like, this is not Las Vegas. So I just love it here. And I feel that even if I go and have some career in either in the United States or wherever I decide to be, one day I'm going to end up coming back to Las Vegas and just living here.
Mm-hmm. And RJ, it sounds like that was kind of the direction you could see yourself going in.
Yeah, if not living here, at least coming back here a lot and maintaining some sort of connection to Las Vegas and its community.
It's interesting to hear all of you say that, because it kind of runs counter to, I think, the image a lot of us have, which is that this is a town you kind of live in for a while, and then you sort of bounce off it and you go someplace else.
Yeah.
You guys have got some roots here.
Well, that was the thinking for me for a while. I'm like, I want to just leave Las Vegas. And then I was actually talking to someone, and they say, they told me, you have helped our children so much, and you have inspired a lot of the younger Muslim students here in the community. They say, please, please, please do not just leave this city. Like, we need someone to come back.
That's a powerful thing to hear.
Yeah, and it definitely changed my perspective on, I guess, my whole future. I mean, and I think what I want to do after college and where I end up, and if that is true, and if there is a community that looks up to me, or at least that I have the opportunity to get back to and make an impact in, I think it would be selfish and, you know, foolish of me not to at least come back and try to help.
RJ Califf, Erica Carrera, and Stelio Rapokas are all getting ready for college in just a few weeks. RJ is going to be a freshman at New York University. He's a graduate of Coronado High School. Erica is going to be a freshman at Arizona State University's Honor College. She is a graduate of Veterans Tribute Career and Tech Academy. And Stelio Rapokas is a freshman at Stanford and a graduate of West Career and Technical Academy. Congratulations to all three of you. Keep in touch with us, will you?
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.